Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Why, hello there.
And so please do subscribe to see updates, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
You know, just come on, check on in every day if you can. You know, come on in, be part of the family. Join us each day on both channels, EE Arts and Evolutionary. And again, we want to thank everybody that's supporting us on Ko-Fi and Patreon as well. So we knew there was going to be things going on. And I think everybody knows there's going to be things going on. So let's just listen to some recommendations by the professionals who have been doing this for years, maybe decades.
We're keeping an eye on that one.
That's good. But you see, that's our first votes. And that's the wonder of democracy, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And I wanted to point that out to be a little bit of the crank in the room following Brianna there. Stay off social media, people. If you're trying to figure out, are there really issues with voting? Trust your local officials. Trust us here. Trust a news source that you know and trust to be honest about this. They're doing their jobs and they're doing it right. So,
well, you know, there was people saying the same thing in Germany back in the 30s. You know, how did that work out for them? How did that work out for the entire world?
You know, what do you think about that statement? Trust us. We are the professionals. Boy, oh boy, does that ring kind of weird.
Stay off the local media, and above all else, don't think for yourself.
No, absolutely not. Please don't.
No, you will listen to whatever the experts say. And you know, it's everywhere. Everywhere. Like if you go and you bring up Twitter, and maybe because I just, you know, have done this recently, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming in too. But everywhere you look, they're going to give you ways to know the facts like this. Know the facts. You can find official information. Go here. Go here. Don't think for yourselves. That's basically what you just said. Trust the experts. Stay off social media. Don't talk to your friends and family and find out what they've been experiencing. Don't talk to your friends across the country and say, Arizona, and find out what they're experiencing. You got the New York Times. Misinformation experts will continue monitoring misleading narratives about the election well after Tuesday. They've urged voters to be wary of images about individual incidents at polls. Don't believe your lying eyes. Mm-hmm. Don't believe your ears. Believe the official sources. Mm-hmm. You know, things could be taken out of context. They could be misinterpreted, like this guy. Like this guy right here. What's he doing? What was that guy doing? I mean, you come in and certainly looks like he's voting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got a big family. That's just got to be it. You know, I mean, the wife is cooking dinner. The in-laws are over. They all said, hey, Joe, when you go in, can you cast ours for us? You know, they're not going to ask for IDs. So, you know, can you just do that? That way we could, we'll have happy hour. We'll save you a beer.
Yeah, of course. There's some sort of honest, logical explanation here.
Again, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe your ears. Believe the official sources. Trust people like CNN and, you know, this guy, John King, who's been around forever. You know, trust the official sources. There's nothing to see here, even though Maricopa County official apologizes for broken voting machines. You know, you would think they would test these things. Don't you think they would test these things?
Hello, Maricopa County. I'm Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
You're who? Wait a minute. You're what? Who?
Hello, Maricopa County. I'm Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
He can't be a relation. He doesn't look like him anyway. You never know, though.
And I'm Stephen Richard, the Maricopa County Recorder.
And we're here to give you an update on how things are going so far with the election.
Thank you so much. I'm sure everything's going as smooth as can be.
We've already had almost 44,000 people show up this morning, check in, and be available to vote. And things are going great out there,
Things are going great out there. Well, that's good news. We could all breathe a lot easier.
Yes.
We wanted to address, to make people aware of today,
Oh, wait a minute. There's something. There's one little thing.
That has to do with our tabulators. We've got about...
Wait a minute. Tabulators? Oh. Isn't that something that counts the vote? Well, that would be something that's kind of important, right?
Yeah. Very important, sure.
Rama thinks so.
Yes.
Sita agrees.
Sita thinks so.
They agree. And what, Sita, you don't trust any of these official sources? Well, she is a smart girl for 11 months old.
Yeah, I better check.
She is. We better go check. Make sure nobody's trying to vote on our porch there. Okay.
20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator and they're not going through. But the good thing is we do, first of all, we're trying to fix this problem as quickly as possible.
Okay, so again, you know, 20% won't go through. Well, you know, usually aren't these tight elections, you know, decided by way less than 20% of the vote? So you got 20% that aren't going through? Why didn't you check this yesterday?
And we also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here in where you see the number 3. And this is a secure box where those ballots will be kept for later this evening, where we'll bring them in here to Central Count to tabulate them.
Oh, okay. So you guys are going to count them like later and then make everybody wait a really long time. And, you know, again, who's doing the counting? And, you know, Sita doesn't trust this. She really doesn't. I could hear her. She's got her doubts. You know, we're just bringing this up, but it's really something that's got Sita on edge. So you're going to count the votes later. Don't worry. And is this going to be watched? Is it all going to be live streamed so every voter in the state of Arizona can see the tabulation?
So this would function much like early voting functions, in that we would get your ballot back. Once we've signature verified it, we would send it to our central tabulators. Ballots that are in here will already be, in effect, signature verified, so we won't need to confirm identity, but we will central tabulate them. This is actually what the majority of Arizona counties do on election day.
Wait a minute, though. The one thing I'd have to say is, does that mean that this guy could he drop all those in? I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, and again, I'm sure he's got a big family and they just simply didn't want to be late for dinner. So he's just being a nice guy and he's doing it all for them. So, you know, if you just simply drop it in there, because now you're at the polling place, somebody's already seen your ID, just go sit down there, fill that out, and then just go drop it in over there. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Polling location at 1525 North Power Road in Mesa. Vote. Only 1 in 15 ballots are being read at that one? Wow, 1 in 15. The machines are still warming up. They're just warming up. They're going to be okay. It's like a Major League Baseball pitcher. Mm-hmm. You know, if one... You know, pitcher breaks down, you got to take time to warm up another pitcher. One machine goes down, maybe that's how it works. It needs a little warm up. Yeah, sure. Nothing really to see there. CNN on tabulation issues in Maricopa. Technical glitch. That's it. Teams are taking those problem ballots to the county's election center where they'll be counted. Don't worry. Nobody is disenfranchised. Every single vote, they'll be counted. Mm-hmm. Every single one. They didn't say how many times, but...
Well, there's just so many minor details out there. I don't know, you guys. I'm sure everything's going to turn out just fine.
Well, let's see what Carrie Lake has to say.
We don't have to have elections run this way. We switched from a Republican area to vote. We came right down into the heart of liberal Phoenix to vote because we wanted to make sure that we had good machines. And guess what? They've had zero problems with their machines today. Not one machine spit out a ballot here today. Not one. In a very liberal area. So we were right to come and vote in a liberal area. They gotta fix this problem. This is...
Wow, that is just, that's just one of those amazing coincidences. So you're saying where they're breaking down, they're in a little bit more red-leaning areas, I guess, is what one thing I'll give her is she's well-spoken, she's clear, and she seems to be pretty intelligent. She does seem to have a little bit of an edge, you know, and sometimes you have to have an edge, but, you know, hey. Okay, well, that was a good move. You went to, where there's all mostly people that are going to vote to the left, and there was no issues. In Pennsylvania, yeah, polling hours extended in Luzerne County amid a paper shortage. Mm-hmm. Paper shortage.
Imagine that.
Paper shortage. You know, again, you got to ask yourself, and this really goes across the whole spectrum of the leadership on this planet. We're either talking about amazing incompetence, just mind-blowing incompetence, or something else. What do you think?
You know, I don't know, you guys. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, gosh, I'm sure everyone is doing everything they can to make sure things are smooth and fair.
I do feel bad for some of the people in the middle, you know, and a lot of people mean well. They really do mean well. They want to make a difference. They, in many cases, you know, they just listen to the guys, you know, over at CNN or MSNBC, or they only go and check everything official. They, in other words, don't actually exercise their brains, and they don't try to think for themselves necessarily. So they might find themselves in sticky situations.
Yeah, and so no machines at this center are working at all. Okay, and this is the what station is this? Okay, this is the Central Christian Church, and none of the machines are voting are working, and they are telling us that we have to leave. And so this is now happening here at this voting station also.
Okay, so yeah, well, I mean, she should have just gone down into downtown Phoenix, you know, and so, you know, the referencing the Brazilian election. Yeah, 73% of Americans are either angry or dissatisfied, 73%, with the way things are going. 5% are enthusiastic. I don't know what they're on, but it cannot be legal.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, it might be legal, actually, because, again, you know, we look at the system itself. Ooh, yeah, it's going to be a fun one here. And here we have Ted Cruz. Good one, Ted. That was good instincts. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Sign him up. Yes.
Yeah.
Put him in the outfield. You know, he's still got the reaction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But, I mean, of course, if he was trying to catch it. But, hey, he blocked it. You know, and so, you know, we understand the direction that it's going. And, again, as always, if we want to really, really, really change this world, right, do we want to go there? Do we want to go here? Mm-mm. No, I think we have much better sources. We could just look at how this little puppy greets the stranger, or what he perceives to be a stranger, for first time. I see, I'm friendly. I'm putting up my paw like, you want to play? Hi. They call me Jack. Hi, you want to play? You look cute. Gosh, you almost look as cute as me.
He's so adorable. Look at that. I mean, if everybody could take on that inner voice, that inner puppy.
And look at this
one. Oh, look at this one.
This is another example. Watch this. Talk about intelligence and heart. Intelligence. And there's the heart.
Isn't that the most adorable thing? You know, how many, these are beings of a higher form.
Yeah, I think this shows that, you know, if we think that humanity, this current version of humanity, especially those that are leading the charge on this planet, are examples to be followed, we're way better off following our own pets or anybody out there in nature. They definitely have bigger hearts, and you could see that, you know, this guy, for instance, he's more than willing to give the lion's share to one that's growing up. Mm-hmm. That's love, that's heart, that's smart.
That's just adorable.
As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.